But we're keen to get some reaction to this announcement on the details of Alert Level 2. Kirk Hope is the Chief Executive of Business New Zealand, and he joins us now. Hi, Kirk.
Hi, Jesse. How's it going?
Yeah, good, thanks. Any surprises there for you?
Not really. I mean, I think it's good that the government have laid out quite a initial level of detail in sort of the material that they've released and what the Prime Minister's talked to this afternoon, to give businesses an idea of how they will need to think about opening and operating under level two, that it's not a free-for-all, that there will still be some restrictions. I guess the big question is, do we get to go to alert level two, next Monday? That's really the thing I think everyone is waiting for.
Yeah, I think from what I've heard, the decision would be Monday, and then we'd get a couple of days' notice, but I'd be happy to be corrected on that. As you look through those different sort of specifications for different industries, anything that stands out? I guess maybe let's talk about hospitality, because that was getting some questions, you know, whether it's fair to be preventing businesses operating, if they involve things like dancing or other forms of stranger contact. Have you got a view on that?
Yeah, look, I think it's really tough on the hospitality and perhaps less so on for retail under alert level two, but particularly where you've got gatherings of people who in all likelihood will be strangers. I think what it does demonstrate is that there is real urgency needed. I know Rob Fyfe and his team have been working really hard on ensuring that we have an appropriate contact tracing process for New Zealanders so that we can manage it and so that businesses can kind of operate in a freer fashion, but do that safely. So that's really, I think, probably the biggest priority for getting everyone back up and running in a safe way. And I guess the question is, if we don't get out of alert level two next week, will it be because we don't have the so-called gold standard contact tracing? And I think that would be, that would be unfortunate.
Who are you going to hug first?
I'm not sure I'm going to hug anyone, to be honest.
No.
I think it's going to be interesting. So from our perspective, from a workplace perspective, what I've asked my team, not about hugging them, but about whether how comfortable they will be going back into the office and how they will manage some things, or how they would like us to help them manage some things, like, for example, being on public transport, and if they feel that that's too risky, how we can continue to support them to work from home. And I think, there will be businesses around who will get questions like that. What do you do, for example, if you're in an office building and there's, you're open at 8:30, there's lifts, there's a whole bunch of people going into the building. So, what are the businesses in that building or the building managers doing to kind of manage social distancing in an environment when you will have a lot of people possibly in spaces all at once. So I think what I've been trying to do is think about some of those things with my own team. And I'm sure lots and lots of businesses have been grappling with that very same thing, and particularly, that public transport one.
What are you hearing from your membership? How are people doing? How are businesses doing?
I think there's a variety of businesses who have kind of hunkered down and waiting to be able to reopen and get back to work. Many of them are hurting. They've had costs going out and no revenue for some of them for 6 or 7 weeks now. Those businesses will be really keen to get back into it. What I've been really interested in is how businesses have adapted to being able to operate in alert level three. And how quickly they've been able to do that. And it's been pretty impressive, actually. I know early on we saw the pictures of people who weren't particularly well-controlled outside fast food restaurants. But by and large, actually, our feedback from WorkSafe, from where we have a regular engagement with WorkSafe, is their observation is that most businesses have meeting the rules and obligations, and that's a, I think that's a really, it's a real credit to the businesses who have had to adapt quickly to what are, you know, pretty unique circumstances.
All right, Kirk. Hey, last time I spoke to you on the verge of level three, I asked you if you were going to head out for a surf. You said definitely. Have you managed to find the time to do it?
I did it on Saturday. I wouldn't describe it as one of my most successful expeditions, but nevertheless, it was great to be out there.
Yeah, I'll bet. Hey, thanks for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Kirk Hope, the Chief Executive of Business New Zealand, with his response to the Prime Minister's announcement of the new Level 2 conditions.